Tuesday, February 4th, 1986. The preacher is Dr. Arthur Groudon. His sermon text comes from the Gospel of John, chapter 6, verse 51. And his sermon theme, the living bread.
In the name of Jesus Christ, the bread from heaven, amen. During his public ministry, the Lord Jesus showed his concern for people in their physical needs. He did indeed provide food and nourishment to those who were physically starved and who were hungry. Yet Jesus himself indicated very clearly that mankind has a far greater need than simply physical food and nourishment for the body. Our Lord has indicated that he came to provide for the spiritual and eternal needs of people. He came to be the living bread and to give himself for the life of the world. As the Holy Scriptures indicate, people are by birth and action sinners and in need of someone to take away their sins, to bear their guilt before God, to take the punishment that is due them because of their lack of proper relationship with God. Sinners need someone who will be like them, flesh and blood, yet without sin. Sinners need someone who can take their place and at the same time conquer sin, Satan, and death. As the Scriptures clearly indicate, we are such sinners. For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. There is no one righteous, not even one. We who would otherwise remain spiritually starved and eternally dead need the gift of spiritual and eternal life, which only God can give. Our text reminds us that God has provided the answer to our need for forgiveness and life. God's answer is the God-man Jesus Christ, the bread of life, the bread from heaven, the living bread. In our text and elsewhere, the Lord Jesus identifies himself with the I Am of the Old Testament. The I Am of Moses, of Jacob, of Abraham. The God of the living and the dead. The Yeh. He presents himself, Jesus does, as he truly is, the living and eternal God. The eternal Son of the living God came down from heaven and became man for us at Bethlehem, the house of bread. The evangelist John wrote about this when he said, "The Word became flesh and dwelt among us." As our substitute in the flesh, the God-man Jesus Christ lived a perfect and sinless life. He alone could say, "Which of you convinces me of sin?" The one who came down to be the bread from heaven climbed Calvary's hill and took on himself the full wrath and anger of God that was aimed at us because of our sinfulness. He paid the full debt that we owe to God. The living bread rose from the dead and triumphed over death to become for us the source of spiritual and eternal life. Jesus is truly the living, the life-giving, the sustaining bread. This Jesus Christ, the living bread, invites us to believe that he is the true bread that has provided for us spiritual and eternal life. In a verse preceding our text, Jesus says, "Truly, truly, I say to you, he who believes has eternal life." And in our text, he says, "Whoever eats of this bread will live forever." Together with the gift of true bread in his Son, the Father has sent us the Holy Spirit to empower us through word and sacrament that we might go to Jesus, the living bread, that we might eat, believe, and live spiritually and eternally. He who has provided us with himself as the true bread that gives us spiritual and eternal life would use us to bring the message that he is the living bread to the spiritually starved and eternally dead people of the world. He who is the bread of life died on the cross for the life of the world, that all people might be led by the Spirit to eat, to believe, and to live eternally. May he who is the living bread from heaven continue to provide us with himself, that we may believe, that we may live forever. In the name of Jesus, the living bread, amen.